Growing up in Pennsylvania, we had 12 acres that had a field and a stream and some woods, and we spent a lot of time there. It was a place that you could build forts. It was a place that you could just totally explore. That connection with nature has been something that I've always really loved. So I came to Provincetown in 84, and I had finished a degree in classics at Penn State, and the only thing I was really quite certain of was that I didn't want to continue with that. I came with my mother, who drove me here, and the whole ride, she kept saying things like, "Wouldn't you rather live in Chatham?" and "Wouldn't you rather live in Wellfleet?" And I was quite adamant that I wanted to be in Provincetown. I didn't know anybody at all. I got a job at Bryant's Market. It was kind of a hub in the East End. A lot of longtime P-Town people had tabs there. You met people, you knew their name because they had a tab, and it was a really good way to get a sense of the place. I totally fell in love with the town. I've had a relationship with the place that's been like a relationship you have with a person. It was a place that I came to because I could be who I was. That was true of people who had been coming here for decades. It didn't matter whether you're gay or straight. It didn't matter if you had money or no money. You were who you were, and people didn't really care. There was no pressure from the outside to make you turn into what everybody thought you ought to be. That was one of the reasons that I immediately felt like this was home. I've made pretty much all the decisions in my adult life based on staying here. I've worked in restaurants most of the time that I've been here. I've painted houses. I launched weather balloons one year. I've mentored kids at the school. I've done anything that I needed to make it work to stay. If somebody asks me what I do, I don't actually have that quick, short answer to explain yourself and justify yourself. It doesn't fit neatly into a package. That's the part that I like, actually. I've walked Provincetown for 36 years, and I still find paths that I have never seen before. I've walked the dunes, I've walked the woods. If you can walk the bike trail, then there's all kinds of paths that go off of that, and then there are deer paths that go off of the paths. It's very wonderful when you're in a space where you feel like it's possible that nobody's been there for at least a year, and I know I've been in some of those spots. I'm interested in tracking as this wonderful way to have a sense of what mysterious things are happening when you're not around. If you get somewhat good at knowing what animal tracks are, you know that, okay, a raccoon came through here last night, or a coyote, or whatever. I've bought game cameras and set them up in the woods. The thing that I absolutely am nuts about in a ridiculous way is we have river otters on Cape Cod. I've found a few places that are otter central, and if you put up a camera there, every day there'll be a couple different otters coming through and sniffing around and seeing who else has been there before them. I have spent 3 or 4 days following the tracks and crawling through the brush at the edge of the pond, going for miles through the woods and overland to different ponds. You can be walking on a trail and you can see a little offshoot to the side, and you know because you've crawled through it. That's an otter run. If I'm all by myself, or if I'm just with me and the dog out in nature, it's like meditation, being totally present in that space and in that moment, hearing it all and seeing it all in a way that's not distracted. I love that. When I'm on my deathbed, what are the things I'll remember? It's those kind of experiences, really, that will be there. For years, I would have said, Provincetown is my home. I will never leave Provincetown. And now I'm in Truro. I was so in love with Provincetown. And I still am, but there's things that started to become really frustrating to me. Part of it for me is that the landmarks have changed. Practically any street, almost every house or every intersection, I could name 10 things from my memory that happened there or that have meaning to me. And more, the houses are different. It's not like things have changed and there's new possibilities coming in. To me, it's felt like there's change and the doors are shutting. You don't look at the house and say, oh, I used to have dinner there and perhaps I'll meet whoever lives there now and have dinner again. You look at the house and you say, well, that part's done and that place is done. There's been so much shift that it feels like it feels when you've broken up with someone and you're still family. I'm not deeply in love anymore. It's a great fondness, but it's a different kind of feeling. Being in Truro now, it's 15 minutes down the road. It's like I'm miles and miles away. I can put my attention on something that's new and exciting and I can let go of that angst over the parts that I've loved that are different than they were. I got lucky. My mother was interested in going in on a place late last winter. There was a house that went on the market on a Sunday, and by Tuesday I had put an offer in. I have a yard. I can have a big garden. I have a basement. It's crazy. I put a pond in, and the frogs have moved in, and the birds like it too. And then I really want to build some sort of little structure that maybe not as formal as a shed, but maybe a three-sided get out of the cold place to be. If you've got your fire pit going and a friend or two over and you want to be sheltered from a cold north wind in the winter. It's been really fun living with my mom. She came in June with the idea that she would just stay for a couple of months. And then, you know, I don't know if trapped is quite the right word, but she's not going home anytime soon. And that's interesting to be, you know, living with a parent when you haven't lived with them. And I think it's probably been about 40 years. She's great. We get along really well. I feel like Truro is a new chapter. It's not an entirely new book. And I was afraid that it was going to have to be a new book. But this is a new chapter in the old book.